joining us now. We missed him on Friday because we were out for Thanksgiving break. To talk about the loss to the Raiders on Thanksgiving Day, we are joined on the Ticket Hotline by Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Well, I guess we got to do it. We got to talk a little football. So I'll start. What's up with Lincoln Riley going to USC? What's LSU going to do, Coach?
Now, we got to talk about your team, unless you're thinking about hiring Lincoln Riley now.
I just don't know why we have to embarrass ourselves on such a huge stage. I mean, Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. After that game was over, you know what I did?
Oh.
I waited till everyone cleared out of the stadium, and I went down there and I threw up into that big red kettle. So that Salvation Army or whatever it's called.
Salvation.
Get a lot of whiskey-smelling Benjamins this week. It was gross, too. I'd eaten a bunch of chili dogs, too, George.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I used to suck on those outside of Tasty Freeze.
No one's done that.
Now I suck on them in the French Quarter and in the owner's suite. I'll send you a dirty video of me sucking on a chili dog, George. You want
to
see that?
Oh, that's okay. I don't need to see that.
It's pretty vulgar. What's with Dak's accuracy? You guys are sports experts. How is it that he goes... makes horrible throws and then has a great throw and then maybe a couple more bad ones?
Yeah, he's getting a little loose lately.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing there. I think that you think it's that calf strain?
Maybe. Yeah, that may play into it.
Or do you think he maybe is one of the unvaccinated ones? And he has some COVID that's going on that's affecting his accuracy. Play the dramatic sounder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's that.
Y'all enjoying the fact that only about half of our staff and players are vaccinated, as it turns out.
It's more than that.
You like how we played a little keep away with the truth on that? It was fun, wasn't it? Well, I tell you, every week we're playing COVID musical chairs.
Well, it's not fun.
You just never know when the game time comes who's going to get a seat.
It kind of feels that way now last couple of weeks.
It does. Hey, can I make a big announcement?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm fining Charlotte Jones $75,000.
Wow, your own daughter for what?
That horrible halftime show.
Oh, come on. You like country music, don't you?
I love country music, but I want to see some real country music superstars up there. Looked like she hired all the guys that installed the tires on my expedition last week.
Well, yeah, like it or not, he's one of the biggest names in country music these last few years.
What's with that, George? These guys look like they just come down out of the mountain out of a moonshining still.
That's not the country music you grew up with, is it?
No. I grew up with Conway Titty and all those other guys.
Twitty. Yeah.
That were all dressed up looking fancy.
That's right.
I tell you, these guys look like they ought to be wiping their hands of transmission fluid as they come over to tell you the bad news.
Well, they're common men. That's what they are.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
They are common men. But it was that dude casually strutting around the stage holding his solo cup as he was spitting his sick rhymes into the microphone. But I guess that did take away from the loss a little bit. Anything that takes away the spectacle of us losing, that's good. So we've lost 3 out of our last 4.
Yep.
Which means I've lost 3 out of my last 4 years on Earth. I think this has hastened my demise.
Oh, no. You ought to be used to losing by now.
I cannot wait for the time.
That's a shot.
Yeah, sorry about the shot there.
I can't wait for the time when I'm bedridden and Stephen comes into my ICU every Sunday night and tells me we've won again, and I go to my great reward thinking we went 17-0 for 2 seasons straight before I see Jesus. I look forward to Stephen lying to me all the time.
Don't worry about that. Just worry about the Saints right now.
And that Thanksgiving dinner sure was tense.
Oh, yeah?
Thursday night.
Why?
Well, we lost, George.
Oh.
So it was a tense dinner afterwards.
Okay.
And I feel bad now because Gene had spent like 3 days fixing up all that turkey and all that food.
Yeah. Really?
and I ruined it all when I turned over the table in a fit of rage.
Oh, man.
Well, I tried to overturn it for about 10 minutes while everyone silently watched. I just didn't have the upper body strength. So I hired New Roosevelt to come over and turn it over for me. So it was awkward. Everyone kind of sitting around, not touching their plate, waiting for New Roosevelt to fight through traffic to get there to overturn the table.
A long wait. You made them wait, though?
Yeah, right. They had to wait until I was finished throwing my fit. Then I had to outsource the labor of it. But we made it through, and Gene and I are still married, even after that loss and that horrible fight we had on Thanksgiving night.
Man. You don't have to air that.
Oh, it was horrible. Did you know she hit me in the head multiple times with the Lombardi trophies that I gave her home?
Those Lombardi trophies are getting kind of dusty.
I know. I told her, I said, don't break these because I know I'm not going to be able to replace them. There's no more coming.
There's still hope. There's still hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There he is. Could you send some over to my house?
Sure, I'll send some over today.
Well, thank you, Jub-Jub, and I'll send you that video of me and that chili dog. You'll be really impressed.
All right.
You'll be like, man, that's three quarters of the way down there, and he pulled it back out again. All right, good morning.
All right, good morning. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.